Good evening and welcome to tonight's edition of the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. We're broadcasting live from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville. Along with Matt Trenton, I'm John Coffey, helping behind the scenes Ryan Elliott and Jenny James. And got a good show on hand tonight. We'll be talking Bearcat baseball as well as men's basketball as the basketball season in another stage of their year with the Central Regional coming to town this weekend and Bearcat baseball with a couple good weekends playing some good baseball despite a tough loss yesterday in extra innings to William Jewell. So we'll be talking with head baseball coach Darren Lowe along with an infielder off his team and Logan Rycraft, and then men's basketball coach Ben McCullough will be joining us with a sophomore from the squad Ryan Welty, who's coming off a big weekend last weekend and the MIAA postseason tournament. So that's all coming up on our show this evening. And got a lot to talk about, man.
Yeah, and a lot of good stuff going on right now in Northwest Missouri State Athletics, as you touched on. Oh, when you can host a region like this, it was cool for the first time last year, just experiencing it all. But now that we've been through it once, kind of know what to expect, it's kind of cool for the community. Not only get out and see the basketball, but then to welcome in all these fans from all these different communities and expecting some really good crowds. Went up to the cashiering office at Northwest today and was talking to some folks up there, and they think we're going to be awful close to a sellout here before long. So if you don't have your tickets, be thinking about that. You can get them online or on campus there at Northwest Missouri State. But a huge weekend when you think about that for basketball. Then on the other side, the baseball team's been doing so well, tied for first in the MIAA right now. Getting the home opener coming up this weekend, a chance to host three with Northeastern State, including a doubleheader coming up tomorrow. Softball went and won 3-4 last weekend. They're back up to 500, so a lot of things trending in the right direction. Even the NCAA indoor track and field championships down there in Pittsburgh, Kansas, some Bearcats down there as well. So a lot going on right now, a lot of exciting things for Northwest Athletics.
I think one thing we need to talk about, and we'll probably talk about it later during the show as well, when you look at the Central Region bracket, one thing that's a little bit different this year than last year as far as tickets go, you got two other MIAA schools that are bringing their fans, bringing their bands as well to this, so tickets are really going to be at a premium because you've got so many schools that are really within driving distance of Maryville, as opposed to last year when it was just Northwest coming out of the MIAA, and so folks need to keep that in mind when they want to get some tickets for this weekend.
Well, you think about that that second session with Northwest Missouri State taking on Minnesota State. We remember whenever the Bearcats went up there a couple years ago for that regional, how much green and white was up there in the stands. So really that is not a bad drive to come down. Missouri Southern playing the late game in that second session. You know they'll be up here for it. And then Southwest Minnesota State, they had a good crew down here last year. You know they're going to bring back quite a few. So it's going to be pretty jam-packed, and athletics obviously is accounting for some of those folks, tickets for each of those schools, allotments, so you have to be able to get in, get what you can early when it comes to buying those tickets, but it'll be a fun weekend in an atmosphere in Bearcat Arena like what we don't see as often as we should.
Oh, no doubt about that. One thing that was neat last year, and I know it's the same this year, just the number of volunteers from the community that help out to make that tournament a success. Last year we saw just a lot of people around the community volunteer their time to be ushers or to work the gate or to be ambassadors to the various teams that come in for this tournament. So a lot of work behind the scenes goes into making a regional success, and Northwest got A marks from everyone that came in last year, and I imagine it'll be the very same thing again this weekend.
Yeah, exactly right. And one of the things about it too, you know, we got to talk to those folks around Augustana quite a bit the last few years, and you know, talking to them as they come through Maryville, every time we're up there, they're down here, they always talk so much about hospitality, how great it is seeing Bearcat fans, how nice everybody is. So something you just really want to carry forward. And you're exactly right, it takes a lot of work, a lot of behind the scenes that you really don't realize is going on to get that the court ready, to be able to field that many folks, to be able to field that many media members too. So there's a lot going into it. That's Northwest did a great job last year.
We might just talk about the sessions. The afternoon session on Saturday we'll have Northern State and Washburn. That's a 2:15 start there. Washburn, of course, out of the MIAA in the first game during the afternoon session. Saturday's at noon. That's St. Cloud State and Southern Nazarene. Then the evening session gets underway at 6 with the Bearcats and Minnesota State. We'll have that broadcast along the Bearcat Radio Network and KXCV, KRNW, beginning at 5:40 before the 6 o'clock tip-off. And then the final game of the evening session Saturday night, Southwest Minnesota and Missouri Southern. So It's a very competitive region, and you talk to a lot of people that know Division II basketball. They feel like this might be the most competitive region that's out there this year.
Yeah, and I'm sure Coach Mack will talk about it a little bit later, but 1 through 8, I mean, you wouldn't be surprised seeing any of these teams make a run and find a way through the Sweet 16 into the Elite 8, and the Bearcats will have their hands full with Minnesota State, no doubt about that. You look at that 2-7 matchup. How good was Washburn in that MIAA championship game? The Bearcats have seen them three times and really battled with them each of those basketball games. Northern State's had a fantastic year, and I'm sure they believe they should be hosting this on their field, their court instead, but they will have their hands full with the MIAA Defensive Player of the Year and Brady Skeens and everything they have going for them there. And it's going to be fun, too, to see Southwest Minnesota State, the experience they have from Sweet 16 last year against a team like Missouri Southern that started the year pretty cold but have really heated up, knocked off the Bearcats twice, and really played well down the stretch until the MIAA tournament.
I think one thing that's nice about this tournament, and I know the people involved with the selection committee don't take this into consideration, but no teams from conferences going against each other in that first round, at least from the MIAA standpoint. So that is a very nice where you got three schools coming into this regional from the MIAA, and yet you don't have to turn around and face a conference team in that first round.
I think it's fun from a fan's perspective just to see some new players, see some new uniforms, a little bit new blood out there. And, you know, we've seen it for so many times for Northwest Missouri State football, getting outside of the region, facing some teams from around the country. So the chance to, you know, to see a Minnesota State for, you know, the second time in the last, what, 3 years now. You don't see them on that yearly basis. A Southern Nazarene making their way up, Northeastern or Northern State coming down. It'll be pretty cool to see a lot of diverse teams coming in, a lot of different styles and coaching styles as well.
I think one thing that's kind of fun about the matchup with Minnesota State, you look, the last time those two teams met in a regional, it was on Minnesota State's roster, a guy named Joey Wittes, who is now on the Bearcat roster, and he played 37 minutes against the Bearcats as a freshman in that matchup, and then comes in, he's wearing a Bearcat uniform against his old teammates in the first round, so that's an interesting matchup there.
Yeah, that'll be, you know, it's something that's going to be downplayed quite a bit, but you have to think it's going to be fun for Joey to see some of those guys he played against, some of his friends on the other side, and battle against them, and you know, when it comes down to it, it's not going to be a matter of him keying on one thing or them knowing how he plays a certain way. It's going to be a complete team effort either way. But it's going to be cool to see that matchup, and kind of interesting, too, to reach back and think about how many minutes he played against Northwest Missouri State that day and how good he was as a freshman, how far he's come so far this year.
And you look at the two rosters, only one player from Minnesota State that was on the roster in that last meeting for the Bearcats. They've got five players on the roster that played in that game. So
I believe you said Justin Pitts wasn't bad that day.
No, he had an average game, I think. What was it, 38 points in that one? I think that's still his career high. So
not too bad.
If he can have another day like that, be all right.
You know, he's trending in that direction. The MIAA championship had some foot issues and left that ball game with 3 points. But in the three games combined, even that shortened game, you know, MIAA tournament, 52 points, 14 assists, 8 rebounds. He was 17 of 36 shooting from the field. I mean, he was starting to get back to vintage Justin Pitts. If we can see that, that'll be pretty huge down the stretch.
He even got the most valuable player in the tournament, just right missing most of the second half.
Yeah.
Of the game Sunday.
I think they got it right on the money. I mean, he was excellent throughout those first two basketball games and really got it, flew under the radar for the first two and then came up huge in that last one. Ryan Welch, who we'll have on the show, you know, knocked down three threes in the quarterfinal and the semifinal game and some big ones to help the Bearcats get those leads on UCO and Pittsburgh State, and then obviously against Washburn, putting up 21 points and helping Northwest pull away.
Again, we're broadcasting live from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville on the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. As we mentioned, we'll be talking baseball as well. And up next on the show, we'll talk with the head coach of the Bearcat baseball team, Darren Lowen. A reminder that support for the show comes from the Stuner Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, located near the Northwest Campus at the corner of 4th and Fillmore in Maryville. Stuner Body provides Bearcat fanwear, custom screen printing, embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout Bearcat Nation. And support also comes from Carson Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square, open for lunch and dinner, and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. 660-582-2699, their number. And again, when we come back, we'll be joined by the head coach of the Bearcat baseball team, Darren Lowe. That's coming up right after this from Carson's in downtown Maryville. Support for KXCV KRNW is provided by the Northwest Foundation. providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni. Support for KXCV KRNW comes from the Kansas City Beer Company, a brewer of German-style lagers and ales. Brewery founder and Northwest graduate Steve Holly uses imported German malts and hops along with traditional old-world brewing methods to achieve authentic flavor. More at kcbier.com. Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Northwest alum Nick Codeman of State Farm Insurance in St. Joseph. Nick provides life, auto, and homeowners insurance. More information is available at 816-233-0040 or at his office on North Belt in St. Joseph. Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Vaquero and Herzog of RE/MAX First Choice. Northwest alumnus Benny Vaquero and Trish Herzog specialize in residential real estate in the Kansas City area, including both Missouri and Kansas. Information and listings available at VaqueroHerzog.com. Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Rapid Elite in downtown Maryville, providing printing and copying of letterhead, envelopes, business cards, posters, and more. Rapid Elite also features website design, ink and toner, and UPS and FedEx shipping services. More online at RapidEliteMaryville.com. Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Blue Willow Boutique in downtown Maryville. Locally owned and operated, Blue Willow offers a variety of women's clothing, shoes, accessories, and gifts. The complete inventory is also available online. More information is at shopbluewillow.com.
And welcome back into the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. I'm Matt Tritton, being joined by the Northwest Missouri State head baseball coach, Darren Lowe. And coach, finally getting to break in the field this weekend. That has to feel pretty good to be back home.
Yeah, you know, we had some great field improvements out of Bearcat Field. We took our old dugouts down, built new dugouts, brand new backstop. So some improvements that really shape up the place quite nicely. And actually today was our first practice outside. So 16 games in, and we had a good long practice today. We're probably fortunate to be sitting where we're at, the success we've had in the last couple of weeks. But, that goes to the character of our guys. And, hopefully the weather straightens out. We can get consistent practices, consistent games, and get hot at the right time.
I know from the visitor's perspective of coming in and just watching a baseball game, having the netting as opposed to that chain link is good from my perspective. But overall, for you guys, the recruiting standpoint, but everything else, just sprucing up the field has to be good for the program overall.
Yeah, no question. I think that's, there is a little bit of a arms race in baseball in the MIAA, and, a lot of schools have turf, a lot of schools have built new ballparks and things like that. So, anything that we can do to kind of keep pace with that. And you're right, recruiting's the name of the game, and this is really going to help us, moving forward, just making our field look that much better. Plus, right beside the new indoor facility, that's going to be a huge sell for us as well, and a great facility that we can use to get our kids ready to play in February when we're not able to get outside.
What's the incentive once the indoor is up for the first player to hit it from home plate to the roof there?
Yeah, that'd
be a bomb.
it'd be a long one. It's close enough to get to. It'd probably be a bad swing, that lefty would really have to turn on one to get it there.
It'd be a John Coffey type swing probably, right?
Probably a John Coffey swing, a little wind blowing out as well. So, both facilities, huge upgrades for us.
8-8 overall, 5-1 in the MIAA. Last weekend, you go to Hayes, you take 2 of 3 there. Not always an easy place to play whenever you go on the road, especially well out there. And it seems like, for as much as we see the weather crazy in Maryville, the wind's always a little bit crazy, it seems like, out in Hayes. But to go there, take 2 of 3, the offense clicking once again. Just your takeaway from that series.
Yeah, I thought, Fort Hayes got a good club out there. They're well coached, and you're right. That's a tough trip for anybody to head to Hayes, Kansas, and play in the wind. I look around the league, and I think everybody's very good at home, but I think Hayes is about as good at home as anybody in the league. So, just going out there, our guys battled. We got great pitching in game one. Joseph Hippus went 7. Got to our short bullpen guys early, and they were able to you know, obviously hold them down quite well in game one, and then we scored quite a few runs on them as well. Game two, they had a lefty that that kind of kept us in check a little bit. Lost a tight ball game in the middle, and then really proud of our guys the way we rebounded in game three. I thought we were a little flat in game two, but we came out and on the last day, last game of the series, and played really good baseball, got good pitching, and started driving the ball a little bit. And you know, again, it goes back to, you know, it's really difficult to, you know, play. We took three from Emporia the weekend before, then we're back inside. You know, in the batting cage, you're not able to practice effectively, you're not able to hit effectively, and just really proud of the way our guys have handled that and been able to, you know, tack on some wins in the first couple weeks of MIAA play with very little preparation.
You mentioned the pitching there, those games against Fort Hays State. Joseph, 7 innings, 13 strikeouts. Game 2, despite dropping that one, Brad Roberts still gives you a quality start. Then in Game 3, as you mentioned, the pitching good once again. That one, a bit more of a bullpen game, a kind of mixing up a lot of arms, and you go out there and find a way to win that one. What are you more happy to see, the starting pitchers so solid, or the bullpen able to put together a ball game like that and pull one out?
You know, I think, you know, obviously Joe and Brad give us an opportunity to win every time they step on the mound, and they've been workhorses for us. They're seniors now, and they pitch for us as true freshmen. So, you know, they've been around the league for 3 years. This is their fourth year in the league and on the mound for us. So our guys play well behind them. And then on the backside, you know, Eddie Kraber, a game three guy, he's a little bit different pitcher than Joe and Brad are. So I thought it was kind of a tough matchup with him against the Hayes hitters. They have kind of an opposite field approach and work middle, and Eddie's more of a fastball changeup guy, and it just wasn't a good matchup for him. So we brought in Quentin Van Akron. Q's been great for us. Pitched as a true freshman for us last year, and he came out and gave us 4-plus strong innings and kept us in the game and gave us a chance to win, and we scored some runs for him as well. So, you know, just a lot of different guys stepping up, doing the job. Trevor Dudar, our closer, came out. He was throwing in the low 90s, and he's tough to hit. So, you know, I think a lot of guys stepped up on the weekend, tried some guys yesterday at William Jewell, had a couple other guys step up in that bullpen that'll get more opportunities in the future as well. So, you know, it's good pitching is always going to keep you in the game. Then you got to play good defense behind them, and you have to score them some runs.
To go on the road those first two series, even though Emporia State was supposed to be played here in Maryville, how's your team feeling? I mean, obviously, you're winning 5 games out of 6 on the road against those two teams feels pretty good. Is it keeping a pretty level head right now of, we're still very early in the season, but in the MIAA play, playing at a very high clip?
Yeah, I think guys are playing with some confidence. I think guys, you know, see that we're probably not playing our best baseball right now. I think there's still room to improve in all phases. But when you're not playing great baseball and you're still getting wins, you know, I think it kind of tells you that, you know, you got a kind of a special group and have some possibilities of doing great things down the road. So, you know, it's in our... You know, our leadership has been great all year. You know, we have 15 seniors on our roster. The bigger part of the 15 seniors, not all of them play. And you know, even the seniors on the bench are great leaders. They're helping other guys out. They're taking advantage of the role that they're in. And just being great teammates. So you know, it's, you just kind of look at it. You hope you continue playing well. Continue gaining and kind of getting better at the things you might not be doing as consistently, and you know, bottom line, get hot at the right time.
Northeastern State comes in 2-4 so far in MIAA play right now, 9th in the conference, but still early. What do you expect out of the Riverhawks this weekend?
They're going to be solid. You know, they're going to be well coached. I know they got a couple quality arms that they'll run out at us and be deep in the bullpen. Maybe lost a little bit of their offense from last year, but, you know, who knows? It's just, you know, another week in the MIAA. It's, you have to, you got to be ready to go, opening pitch, and it's going to be a fight for 3 games. So it's, you know, we're focused on pitch number one tomorrow at noon, and you know, we'll try to grind out 18 innings tomorrow since we're playing a doubleheader to try to beat the rain on the weekend.
Moving that one up, does that change anything at all as far as how you're lining up your pitching for this weekend?
You know, we kind of had an idea that we were going to do it early on, probably early week. We start looking at forecasts, you know, starting Monday, Tuesday, so it looked like that was going to be a possibility. You know, the only adjustment that we really made was Joseph Hitpus. He's on full rest. He's ready to go, and he threw his bullpen midweek. Brad Roberts probably would have thrown a bullpen yesterday getting ready for Saturday's game, but he just threw a few less pitches, didn't tax himself too bad. So it was just, you know, it's one of those things in the spring in baseball, you have to be flexible. You have to be comfortable being uncomfortable. And I think those guys, you know, handle that very well, and they'll both be ready to go.
Talking Northwest Missouri State Baseball with head coach Darren Lowe. The Bearcats home opener coming up tomorrow. They are playing a doubleheader against Northeastern State, then back home for one more on Saturday against the Riverhawks. And our other baseball guest this evening, Logan Rycraft, a junior out of Mount Vernon, Missouri, transferred in from Highland Community College after his freshman year, but guy that played all 52 games last year, played second base, shortstop, a little bit of both sides of the middle infield so far. What's a guy like that bringing to your lineup so far this year?
Well, I think the biggest thing you see out of Logan is he's a high motor guy. You know, he's our spark plug. He's high energy. He's flying around the field and just consistent defender. Hits in the top of our lineup and just gives us a spark. And guys follow that. You know, if we have a sluggish day going on, Logan's going to get people going and kind of sets the tempo and the mood on a daily basis. So Logan started at shortstop every game for us last year. Thought we'd move him to second because he's going to be good wherever he plays. Moved him over to second, and we just felt like we weren't as consistent as we wanted to be, so put him back at shortstop and barring any unforeseen issues going on, he'll be there the rest of the year. So just a great kid, great leader, great hustle guy, and he's just a junior, so we got him another year.
Early on in the season, batting a little bit further down in the lineup, but then I think the last 13 games leading off, is that just a matter of getting that motor guy at the top and it's getting that spark, as you said?
Yeah, I think both, you know, I don't know if we really have a prototypical leadoff hitter, you know, on our in our lineup. Logan's about as close as we can get. You know, once you roll that lineup over, you know, Logan's going to give you a quality at bat. He's going to battle pitches, going to, you know, hit the ball in the gap, going to move runners, bunt a guy over as needed. So, you know, he's just a guy you trust there in the leadoff spot. And then the other guy would be Hudson Bilodeau, who was the hitter of the week a week ago, but we really like him in the two slot because he handles the bat very well, can bunt, can hit and run, can do some of those things. So, we're fortunate with both those two guys at the top of our order.
All right, Coach, we appreciate your time. Good luck this weekend against Northeastern State.
Thanks, Matt.
That is Darren Lowe, Northwest Missouri State baseball head coach, as the Bearcats 8-8 on the season overall, 5-1 in MIAA play, battling Northeastern State in a doubleheader tomorrow, and then a single game coming up on Saturday here in Maryville. We'll take a break. Be back with the Bearcat junior Logan Rycraft here on the KXCV Bearcat Coaches Show.
Support for the Bearcats comes from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community. U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Bearcat Athletics and Northwest Missouri State University. More on their products, services, and locations is at usbank.com.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville. Heinlein provides furniture and flooring for every room in the house, as well as mattresses. More information is available at heinleinhomefurnishings.com. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Marcus Street in Maryville. Celebrating more than 50 years in business, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. More at 660-582-3104.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Younger Auction Company. Auctioneer Mark Younger and his team simulcast online live auctions in all states. Younger Auction Company specializes in real estate, farm equipment, collectibles, and antiques. More at youngerauction.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Maryville Glass and Lock. Greg Fisher and his team offer installation and service of overhead doors from Rainer and LiftMaster operators. More at 660-582-3131, in-store at 5th and Buchanan, or at MarylandVilleGlassAndLock.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch and dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
Welcome back into the KXCV Bearcat Coaches Show. Have a couple prizes here to give away. We'll start off with Gavin Mullins. Gavin Mullins, if you come down and see Jenny and Ryan down here to my left, you can pull a prize here from the student body in here in Maryville. Also, Amber Newham, we have a prize for you as well. So if you want to come over, see Jenny and Ryan, they'll hook you up. We appreciate the student body for hooking us up with our prizes here throughout the year on the KXCV Bearcat Coaches Show. Now talking a little more baseball with a junior for the Bearcats, Logan Rycraft, middle infielder, primarily shortstop, but you played a little second base a little earlier on in the season.
Yes, sir.
If you have your choice, where you at?
Shortstop's home for me. You know, I've been there my whole life. I've played that position in my 3 years of college. Now that's where I've been. So that's what I'm used to. That's home for me. So.
And we're talking even little leagues on up. You've been a shortstop.
My whole life. Yep, that's where I've been. And, you know, I'm always willing to adapt to a new spot. I can be comfortable anywhere on the field, but shortstop's definitely home.
And especially whenever you're younger, and it continues as you get older, if you're going to find the best athlete in the field, typically playing short.
You know, I like to tell myself that, for sure. But, you know, I've grown up with that mindset of come out and compete every day. And, you know, until that spot's taken from me, I'm going to stay there. So.
Did you play anywhere else? Did you pitch at all or do anything?
You know, in my high school career, when I was a junior and senior, I had to pitch a little bit. And, you know, the 5'8 frame only gives you so many bullets in the arm before you eventually got to make that switch over. So I signed my freshman year to Highland Community College and signed actually as a pitcher. And within the first week, I was able to take the shortstop job.
Not too bad.
Made the switch over, and that was a blessing for me and my arm.
You know, if we get that Tim Lincecum wind-up going for you, the 5'8 frame might find a little bit more, right?
Might find a little bit of juice in the arm there.
Well, the Bearcats so far in the season, 8-8 overall, 5-1 in MIAA play. Whenever you're playing a home game against Emporia in Emporia, and then you got to go to Fort Hays for your second conference series, that's tough.
Yeah,
you guys
no
come
doubt.
Out, you take five. You have to feel pretty good about that.
No doubt. You know, we're definitely riding high there with that series. And, you know, hey, any team in the MIAA in this conference, we all look alike. You know, we all play alike. And it's a dogfight every day. You know, you got to come. You got to bring your A game. And we've got a great group of guys this year and a lot of strong leaders. And, you know, we're ready to go. We're ready to roll. So,
William Jewell yesterday. The short end of that one, a 6-5 loss. Never want to lose a baseball game.
No doubt.
But if it's going to be, you're going to be a non-conference one. Does it kind of bring you back down? Say, all right, we got to get back to our basics if we're going to take out Northeastern State this weekend.
No doubt. You know, and it's kind of, for us, it's kind of a learning lesson. I know for myself personally, you know, I've got some stuff that I'm going to pick up, you know, in my own game and to help the team win. And you know, as a group. It does bring you down a little bit, but we know it needs to be taken care of this weekend, and that'll happen. So,
what were the expectations inside the team coming in? Because I think you guys were picked, what, ninth the preseason coaches poll? I mean, they had you way down, and early on, you're already exceeding those expectations. What was it like internally?
You know, as a group, we kind of came together, and, you know, we like that. We like that underdog feeling. You know, give us that 9 seed, we'll come out and prove you wrong. And that's been our mentality all year. And, you know, I think teams come into the game almost overlooking us, you know, as the 9 seed, thinking that it's kind of a handed game to them, you know, thinking that they've got the win in the bag already. And so I think we kind of enjoy that underdog feeling, and we like to come out and prove guys wrong. So,
well, early on, you see a guy that's a newcomer to the team that a lot of Bearcat fans hadn't seen before, hadn't even seen him in a home game yet, and you see Hudson Bilodeau step up and knock out a couple big home runs to knock off Emporia State there. What's he been like for the team, and as a fellow transfer, how do you guys kind of acclimate to some of those newer ones?
Hey, man, that guy's a spark. he brings his game every day. He brings energy on and off the field. You know, he's a guy's guy. We like having him. He's a huge part to this team, and I think he'll continue to show out for us. He's been a great add-on for us. So,
what's it mean to you guys to be able to get back home finally?
Oh man, hey, we're excited. We.
Was he saying that yesterday was the first practice actually on the field?
First practice actually on the field. I've been fighting some weather conditions and stuff, but, man, we're excited. The Bearcat Nation always shows out for us, so we're excited to get back, and no place better than home for us. So,
doubleheader coming up against Northeastern State tomorrow, a single game coming up on Saturday, a chance to really take another step forward on the conference standings. You're tied for first right now with a couple other teams. Northeastern's playing a little bit lower right now. They're ninth currently in the MIAA, but I assume at this point you really can't take anybody lightly.
No way. You know, you got to bring your A game every day, and nothing's given. You got to take it. You know, nothing's given to you. We got to come out with high enthusiasm, high energy, and, you know, most importantly, we all do our jobs. You know, everybody comes out and does their job. You know, we'll take care of the business. So,
we're talking Northwest Missouri State baseball with Logan Rycraft, a junior on the Bearcat squad. First six games of the season, starting at second base. The last 10, you've moved over to shortstop, moved back to shortstop.
Yes, sir.
Your thoughts early on, whenever Coach Lowe kind of pitched that idea to you, and then the actual shift back?
You know, my thing is, you know, I like to be realistic with myself. And for me here at Northwest, you know, my goal, this is a stepping stone for me to try to make it to the next level. And, you know, I'm realistic. I'm a 5'8 guy. I'm 175 pounds. And I know that if I make it past this level, you know, I'm a second base build. And that's my body type. So, you know, I was comfortable with it. I was excited with it, and I was ready to roll. And, you know, it just so happens that I got moved back to where I was used to playing. And so I'm going to keep sticking there and, you know, keep making plays for the team. We'll go from there. So.
Well, you kind of did the same thing in the batting order as well, starting out a little bit further down, but then after the first series, moving up to lead off, you kind of like being in that spot of setting a tone for the game?
No doubt. You know, we talked about this in the last week. Just, you know, everybody on the team wants to be the guy. You know, everybody wants to be that guy. But what's most important is the team comes out, you know, on top. You know, it's about the team. And so, you know, I'll do what I got to do to set the tone. But, you know, 1 through 9, we're solid. So nobody considers, you know, has to feel that pressure of being the guy. You know, 1 through 9, we're all the guy. So that's how we roll as a team. So.
12 games over 500 last year. And the way you're talking now, does it feel like this team is on the verge of taking that next step?
No doubt. You know, and that's a mindset we all like to have. You know, you gotta have that confident mindset. And, you know, I think most importantly, we all come out here, and it's still a game. You know, we like to have fun. We like to play with intensity. But at the end of the day, you know, we all know what needs to be done. And it's a lot about focus and coming prepared. You know, I think we do a good job at practice and being prepared. And our coaching staff does a phenomenal job of that, you know, getting us prepared for that. And so, you know, we put our trust in them. And then when the game day comes, they put our trust in, you know, they put their trust in us. And so we take care of business.
From Mount Vernon, Missouri, you make your way to Highland Community College for your freshman year of baseball. What led to the jump to Northwest?
You know, actually, it was kind of a blessing in disguise because, you know, I thought I was going to have to spend another year at Highland Community College. And then our coach that was there was actually released. And so I was able to make that next step. And I played with a couple of guys over the summer that were from Northwest. And so I was able to make that jump over here to Northwest. Coach Lowe, he came down and watched me play and set me up with a really good deal up here. So I was able to make that step, and now that I've been here, it's been the best experience of my life so far. So,
when you're playing down there in South Missouri in high school, was Northwest Missouri State ever on the radar at that point?
You know, I actually had my freshman year of high school, I actually had a couple of guys that were upperclassmen, and they were talking to Northwest at the time. And they came down to watch a couple of the upperclassmen that were up there. And these guys, actually, funny story, they kind of struggled in the game. And they're kind of just like, you know, I guess I'm not going to Northwest. It's a joke, you know. And I had heard of them, but they weren't on my radar necessarily. And, you know, out of high school, I was looking to go somewhere. I just wanted the opportunity to play. And so I knew, you know, wherever I got a good opportunity to go, you know, that's where I was going to go, and I was going to go play. And so after I had chose Highland, we played Northwest in the fall. And so I had got the experience to come up to campus and play them. And while I was up here, you know, I was able to walk around a little bit and get to know some people. And that's what made me, you know, decide that this was going to be my next home. So,
awesome.
Pretty excited about it.
What? It's not a bad place to be.
Yeah, not at all.
A little bit colder than Mount Vernon, I'm sure.
A little bit colder, yeah, but not too bad at all. And, you know, the sports up here are phenomenal. So.
Now, we established during the break, too, you grew up 30 minutes from Springfield. You're not a Springfield Cardinals or St. Louis Cardinals fan.
No.
The evil empire of the Yankees.
I'm a big Yankees fan. Big Yankees fan. They got a big year ahead of them, too. So.
I would think so. Giancarlo and Judge back-to-back, right?
No
Man,
doubt. No
that's
doubt.
Scary.
I know. Hey, it's either going to be scary in a good way or a bad way. It's going to be a lot of home runs or a lot of strikeouts.
A lot of strikeouts,
two.
Yeah.
Probably a little bit of both.
Young kid, growing up as a shortstop, you mentioned Derek Jeter, but did that push you to that position more?
No doubt. No doubt. You know, you got to pick a role model, and my first role model is obviously my dad. He's pushed me to do what I do today. He's made me the man I am, and he's brought me a lot of success. But, yeah, from a baseball standpoint, no doubt. You know, Derek Jeter, he's everybody's role model. You know, you can hate the Yankees, but you like Derek Jeter. And, you know, he's a top-notch quality guy. Plays the game with class, you know, and I love that about him. So, phenomenal athlete and just fun to watch.
Hit 3,000 was a home run, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was.
And then his final hit was
Stadium.
Final hit was a walk-off.
Walk-off, I mean, yeah, against the Orioles.
My gosh.
I know.
Just put him in the Hall of Fame already.
That's what I'm saying.
Logan, appreciate your time. Good luck this weekend.
Appreciate it. Thank you very much.
That's Logan Rycraft, the junior for the Bearcat baseball team. They're battling Northeastern State this weekend. A doubleheader on Friday. A single game coming up on Saturday here in Maryville. We'll take a break. Be back. John Cock will be talking Bearcat basketball here on the Northwest Missouri State Bearcat Coaches Show.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More info is available from Shelter agents Brad Ford of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nelson of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mount City.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Tri-State Ford Lincoln on South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the region a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at gotristate.com or at 660-582-3677.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanware and custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway Valley Bank. With online banking, including remote deposit using your mobile device, the right bank is right at your fingertips. More at nvb.com or at any of the 8 locations.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through the ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Printery House. More at conceptionabbey.org.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch and dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699. Welcome back to the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show, broadcasting live from Carson's Sports Grill in downtown Maryville. Before we talk with the head coach of the Bearcat men's basketball team, Ben McCullum, got a couple prizes to hand out. Alicia Briner is a winner here, as is Morgan Combs. So Morgan and Alicia are winners here. Just come over to our left and see Jenny and Ryan and pick up your prizes. And again, Ben McCullum with us, head coach of the Bearcat men's basketball team. And Ben, big weekend coming up for you.
Yeah, it'll be a fun one. I think all the games this weekend will be exciting. It's good basketball. All 8 teams are very well coached, and they've got a lot of talent. And I think they're matched up pretty well, especially in that first round. I think it could be really fun games. So, you know, it's probably worth, if you enjoy basketball, I think it's probably worth your time to come out to those 4 games.
No, talking with you Sunday when the brackets came out, you really felt at that time that the Central region may be the toughest region in the tournament this year, and you still feel that way as going into this weekend?
Absolutely. Yeah, it is. Top to bottom, it's the toughest. It's the most difficult by far. I mean, we went out to Lincoln Memorial, played them on a neutral floor, and I think at one point we're up 35 or 40 points, and they're the number one team in the country now. I don't know if they played overly well that game, but I still think that kind of sends a message as to how good our league, how good our region is, And again, I'd put us up against any region of the country.
Coming off the championship in the MIAA postseason tournament, third straight tournament title. Let's go back to last weekend. Let's talk a little bit about the way the games went last weekend. It seemed like all three of those were similar from the standpoint that just kind of workmanlike games where you had to just get it out to pick up wins over the weekend.
Yeah, I think we've had a lot of injuries this year, and fortunately we hadn't previous. You know, I mean, we've been real fortunate with that, but for some reason this year it hit us a little bit, and I think that affected our rhythm offensively, and so that's why you see it more of a grinded out game. You know, if we have to win ugly the rest of the way, then we'll win ugly the rest of the way, but you know, our plan is to continue to win, continue to compete, and see what happens.
I thought one of the keys throughout the entire weekend, you got some good performances from guys coming off the bench. Obviously, you've had that throughout the season, but some guys really stepped up when you got in a little bit of foul trouble and gave you some minutes and did some positive things out there.
Absolutely. Our kids do. You know, I think Tyler especially brought a lot of energy off the bench. Brett and Joey were both in foul trouble, and we needed somebody to score down low and didn't have a lot of that. You know, and we looked at Austin. I said, what are we going to run offensively? You know, you got Justin, Joey, Brett all on the bench with foul trouble or injuries. And Meyer says, well, let's run through series or whatever we run offensively. And I said, we don't have anyone that can score, though. So we made it through it. We manufactured some offense, and we got stops, and that was key. Our kids are pretty tough. You know, I don't think that they lack for belief or confidence. And they're gonna fight you, and that's what we have to do when we go into this conference tournament or this national tournament.
When you go through a conference tournament down in Kansas City Municipal Auditorium, great atmosphere there against a great competition as well. How does that help you when you go into the Central Region the next week then?
Well, you know, I think it helps get the jitters out because that first game's always difficult, and it'll be difficult this game. You know, I don't know if this year it helped us, but guess we'll find out come Saturday. You know, I think it helps your rhythm to play that close to the regional. You know, as long as you stay healthy and whatnot, I think it definitely helps your confidence when you win a tournament. We've always performed in the postseason. I think I did the stats the other day. I want to say we're like 28-7 in postseason play since we've been here. That's very impressive, you know, for the kids that we've had and the things that they do in the postseason and how hard they compete. Because when you get to the postseason, you're playing the best of the best. And to have that good a record, you know, says a lot about our kids.
When you look at the season up to this point, a regular season title go along with the conference title, and I know we've talked a little bit about this too, but it's been one of those years where you really had to with the bullseye on your back, even more so than the past years coming in as defending national champion. You've got everybody's best shot game in, game out all season long, and you're able to overcome that and come away with two of your goals so far.
Yeah, absolutely. It's been a difficult season, you know, in regards to that. It's been mentally challenging, mentally fatiguing. You got guys that play 4 and 5 years, and it's a tough program to be in for that long, just because it can grind on you a little bit, and you know, we expect guys to compete and play hard, but I think in the long run, you know, I'm hoping the things that we had to go through throughout the season will help us in the postseason and help us fight a little bit harder, you know, when the game's on the line, just be able to compete, grab that extra loose ball, grab that extra rebound, get that extra stop, hit that extra shot, all those different things. I'm hoping that'll help us then.
Hey, you talked about you had some injuries you've had to go through this season as well. One of those with Chris Ebo and Dow toward the end of the season there with that ankle injury. He was able to get back for the postseason tournament last weekend. And it seemed like each game of this past weekend he looked a little more, I don't know if healthy is the right word, but maybe confident playing on that ankle to where he really, on the championship game, stepped up and had a big game for you.
I thought so. Yeah, I thought he was much better. I thought defensively he was better. I thought, you know, we're still missing a lot of box outs in that game. They didn't expose it because we got the rebound, but we're missing box outs, and he's one that is missing them. So hopefully he corrects that issue. But, you know, in regards to just some of the ankle stuff, I thought that, yeah, he played a lot better. I thought that he took care of the basketball when Justin was out, and that's difficult to bring the ball up against pressure and you're 6'6". and you got a 6'2 guy on you right underneath you trying to steal it from you. And that's hard to do. And he did a great job of that. You know, again, hopefully he continues to get better with his ankle coming into this weekend.
And with that ankle last weekend, was it more of a case of just getting used to what to expect with that ankle as that weekend went along, as opposed to maybe the ankle getting better each day because you're putting so much stress on it throughout the weekend?
Yeah, a little bit of both. I mean, it was still a little bit injured. Then the second part of that is trusting it again. And I think he's starting to trust it even more and more, and hopefully he'll be that much better coming into Saturday.
Justin Fitz went out late, or not late, but in the second half of that game with Washburn. I guess talking with you, still kind of maybe a game time decision coming up this weekend on Justin.
No, he practiced today, so hopefully he'll be good to go. So we'll expect him to get going and compete and kind of go from there.
Well, if he had the type of game he had the last time you played Minnesota State, that'd be all right, wouldn't it?
Yeah. If we can, what do you have, 38 points?
Yeah.
And he shut it off the second half, too, which drove me crazy. So, yeah, hopefully he'll keep it turned on this whole game.
Again, we're talking with the head coach of the Bearcat men's basketball team, Ben McCollum. We'll come back and talk about this weekend. The first matchup on Saturday evening for Northwest will be Minnesota State. We'll talk about that game coming up right after this timeout from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville.
Support for Bearcat Radio Network comes from SSM Health St. Francis Hospital, offering a range of health services in the Northwest Missouri region, including 24/7 emergency services and cancer care. More at SSMHealthSt.Francis.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Bomley Auto Sales. Bearcat alumnus Joe Bomley has been providing late model program vehicles and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to the area since 1983. More at BomleyAuto.com or on the lot at 5 Mile Corner, south of Maryville.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from your local family-owned Orslin Farm and Home, with more than 30 stores throughout the region. Orslin provides customers with the tools and materials necessary for jobs on the farm, in the garage, or at home. More information at OrsulinFarmHome.com.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Younger Auction Company. Auctioneer Mark Younger and his team simulcast online live auctions in all states. Younger Auction Company specializes in real estate, farm equipment, collectibles, and antiques. More at YoungerAuction.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch and dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699. Back at Carson Sports Grill on downtown Maryville, continuing to talk basketball with the head coach of the Bearcat men's basketball team, Ben McCollum, as Northwest will face Minnesota State Saturday evening. There will be a 6 o'clock tip-off at Bearcat Arena. And, Ben, when you look at the rosters of both of these teams, it really kind of shows a little bit of how close-knit college basketball is at the Division II level. Even you've got Troy Wittes, who comes to Northwest from Minnesota State, a couple players on Minnesota State's roster transferred from Missouri Southern, and even though different conferences, but you've seen some guys that you're very familiar with here coming up on Saturday.
Yeah, I think they've actually got two guys from Southern, too. They had a big guy transfer there, but yeah, it'll be fun. I think that we've tried to downplay the Joey Wittes thing just because, it's not, we're trying to not add pressure to it, obviously, and it's just another game for him. That's what we're looking at. And we've seen these guys before. They run similar stuff that they ran when we played them 2 years ago, and they've got a lot of talent. They're probably closest to Pitt State. That would be what I'd compare them to, where they've got a ton of talent, guys that can hit tough shots and they switch a lot of things, and so it'll be a tough game.
Looks like they're a team that puts a lot of points on the board, a very good three-point shooting team, but you look on the defensive side, they do give up a few points on the defensive side.
Yeah, they will. I think offensively that's probably what they're known for against some of the Pitt State. I think they can really score it, really shoot it, those types of things. I also think that league's a little bit different, where it's a looser, free-flowing league where they, they kind of allow you to score a little bit. They get up and down a little bit more, and so that naturally increases your scoring.
What do you see as some of the big keys in that game coming up Saturday?
Same as every postseason, just compete. Just compete, get yourself extra possessions. be ready to go, play, you know, play at a high level defensively, and hopefully good things will happen.
Obviously, the goal every year is to host the regional, and this will be the second straight year Northwest has had an opportunity to host the region. Is there any extra pressure being the host school coming in, and especially in that first game of the regional?
Last year I thought there was. Last year I thought we were a little antsy and weren't in the moment. I think this year we'll be more locked in, I'm hoping. I'm hoping we're a little bit more used to it. We can't afford that close of a game this season, this early, and you know, in the first round. And so we need to make sure that we're competing and we play loose and put it all out there and hope for the best.
Now we got Ryan Welty coming up next. Before I let you go, just kind of talk a little bit about Ryan and what he's meant to the team this year.
Well, he can really stretch the floor. I mean, he can shoot it at an extremely high level. Obviously, if you leave him open, you might as well count it. His length defensively really bothers team. You know, he can guard multiple positions, so we're fortunate enough to switch ball screens and do like that. And he's one that can guard one through five, and that helps us a ton. Very underrated defensively. So he's been great for us and team guy, and you know, obviously we're fortunate to have him.
And when you've had some injuries for some different guys that have been in the starting lineup, he's been able to step in regardless of what that position is and get a start for you.
Yep, he's a jack of all trades because he can guard so many different positions. And then offensively, obviously, stretches the floor, which make a big difference for us.
All right. Well, Ben, thanks a lot for being with us this evening, and good luck on Saturday.
Thanks a lot, John.
That's the head coach of the Northwest Missouri State Bearcat men's basketball team, Ben McCollum. When we come back, we'll continue to talk basketball. Ryan Welty will join us off the Bearcat men's basketball team. That's coming up right after this timeout from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Tri-State Ford Lincoln on South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the region a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at gotristate.com or at 660-582-3677.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in store or at pizzaranch.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Compass Dental Group in Maryville. Doctors Bruce and Teal Twaddle and Dr. Brian Viertaler provide braces, implants, same-day crowns, and general dentistry. More at 660-582-2273 or at compassdentalgroup.com.
Bearcat radio broadcasts are brought to you by Championship Motors in Maryville across from Walmart. Championship offers late model pre-owned autos and conducts vehicle searches upon request. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or 582-8800.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway Valley Bank. With online banking, including remote deposit using your mobile device, the right bank is right at your fingertips. More at nvb.com or at any of the 8 locations.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch and dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699. And welcome back to the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show, broadcasting live from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville. We'll continue to talk men's basketball. Ryan Welty joining us, this sophomore out of Parkville, Missouri. And Ryan, you've had quite a year again this year, getting a chance to start a few games and just filling every type of role that the coaching staff wants you to fill this year.
Yeah, it's been a different experience. Last year, we didn't have as many injuries as we have this year, so we've had some guys go down throughout the year, and I've had to step in, and coach put his trust in me. So it's been a different year, but it's been good.
You've got a lot of big games, hopefully still to come. We got a big one coming up on Saturday with Minnesota State. Just talk a little bit about what you experienced last year as a freshman and how that's helped you as you go into the conference tournament last weekend, and then you look at the Central Regional coming up this weekend.
Right. So yeah, last year obviously we had a lot of championship experience. So yeah, throughout the MIAA tournament and obviously throughout regionals and then the Final Four and national championship game. So just going in this year, I know what to expect, along with the other guys as well. So we have a lot more experience, and so we know what to do and we know how to get things done. So I think that's good.
Those past weekend stepped up big in all the games, but you look at that game Sunday afternoon, you're all had the shot going there.
Yeah, shot definitely felt good. Coach put me in a lot of different ball screens, so I just pick and pop with JP or Zave or Chris or whoever it was, and I don't know why, but Washburn was having a difficult time covering me, so I don't know what it is about Municipal Auditorium, but I just love playing there. shot always seems to go down there. So it's,
yeah,
it's
you've
a
had,
good feeling.
Had some pretty good games there in the 2 years. Is some of that too just being from the Kansas City area, having an opportunity to come down and play a little bit?
Yeah, you could say that. Obviously, anytime playing at home, it's really exciting to play in front of friends and family. So you always want to go all out for them. So yeah, it's been fun.
And I know one thing too, a lot of people talk about your 3-point shooting, of course, last year setting the MIAA mark against Northeastern State, but as coach was mentioning a little bit earlier, on the defensive side, you're kind of going under the radar there a little bit, but you do a heck of a job on the defensive side as well.
Yeah, obviously, I mean, it takes a while. Last year I had a difficult time at times just because I was guarding smaller guys, or obviously I don't weigh a ton, so guarding bigger guys too, it's difficult at times, but I feel like a year under my belt definitely helps. So I know how to get through screens, ball screen coverages, stuff like that, so definitely year experience helps.
When you go back to high school and trying to decide where you wanted to go to college, what were some of the things that set Northwest apart for you?
Well, I came up on a visit, I think it was maybe end of March, early April, and I knew some of the guys. I knew Zave. He's good friends with my brother. They played on AU together, and I was familiar with some other guys as well. Dre Starzl, he's from the Kansas City area. So I knew some guys coming in. I came up to Maryville. I really loved the city. I loved the campus. It was really nice. It wasn't too big, wasn't too small. So, and obviously, Coach Mack is a great coach, and the culture here, there's a winning culture, and so I just wanted to be a part of that.
Last summer, got a little notoriety as well, I think, with Sports Illustrated and a little bit of a screen time on the Royals television network. Just tell us a little bit about how all that came about.
Yeah, so I went to the Royals game with some friends, and we didn't have any tickets at the time, so we were just tailgating. And so my friends, the tickets were too expensive, so they didn't want to go in. So I ended up looking on StubHub, and at the very top, there was a ticket for about like $150, and it was right behind home plate. And I'd never sat there before, so I thought, I mean, why not? Might as well, because it was just one seat. And so I ended up going. They have free food, unlimited food. So I got a bargain for bucks. So, yeah, it was quite the experience. I had my brother, my mom, my dad. They were texting me. They're like, Ryan, since you're sitting there, you gotta do something funny. My brother was telling me, you should just take off your jersey, you know, just go shirtless the whole game. I'm like, I'm not going to do that. So I just ended up unbuttoned my shirt, I think, in the eighth or ninth inning, and so I guess the announcers got a laugh out of that, and so the rest is history, I guess you could say.
And then, of course, Sports Illustrated had a little article about your shooting ability there.
Yeah, so I just got a call. It was towards the end of the school year, and Luke Wynn was the guy who wrote the story. He's a really nice guy. He's a big analytical guy, so I guess he's doing some research, and just my name popped up, so he just... I guess he talked to Coach Meyer a little bit and Coach Mack, and so he just gave me a call and just asked, you know, how the year went, just a little bit of background history with my shot, how my shot became what it is today. So it was a cool story. It was cool to be a part of.
Well, and hopefully you've got some more stories to tell coming up the rest of this season, if all goes well this weekend, and then hopefully maybe a chance to get to the lead eight and defend that national title.
That would be awesome.
All right. Well, Ryan, thanks a lot for being
Thank
with
you,
us
Thank you. Appreciate
here.
It.
And that's Ryan Welty with us from the Northwest Missouri State Bearcat men's basketball team. We'll come up back and wrap up the show for this evening right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network and KXCV KRNW.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Younger Auction Company. Auctioneer Mark Younger and his team simulcast online live auctions in all states. Younger Auction Company specializes in real estate, farm equipment, collectibles, and antiques. More at youngerauction.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Home by Sonia at 103 South Main in Maryville. Home by Sonia provides full-service interior styling along with custom window coverings, flooring, furniture, and more. Information is available online at homebysonia.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Delbert's Garage at 714 North Depot in Maryville. Delbert and his team handle car and truck repairs from brakes and air conditioners to replacing engines and transmissions. Learn more at 660-562-0025.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Northwest Cell, located at 1218 South Main in Maryville. Along with nationwide coverage, Northwest Cell carries a full line of iPhones, iPads, and Androids. More information on plans and devices is at nwmcell.com.
Support for Bearcat Radio Network comes from SSM Health St. Francis Hospital, offering a range of health services in the Northwest Missouri region, including 24/7 emergency services and cancer care. More at SSMHealthSt.Francis.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch and dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699. And welcome back to the KXCV Maryville, KRNW Chillicothe Coaches Show, broadcasting live from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville, rejoined by Matt Trenton. And Matt, again, we got a big weekend coming up, a lot of basketball out at Bearcat Arena.
Yeah, seven games from Saturday through Tuesday is going to be a lot of fun. Watching all those and seeing the Bearcats take on Minnesota State there on Saturday. A 6 o'clock tip-off there from Bearcat Arena. Should be a great crowd.
And we'll have that broadcast beginning at 5:40 with our pregame. Again, Saturday right here on KXCV KRNW. We want to thank everyone involved with our program this evening. For Matt Tritton and for Ryan Elliott and also Jenny James, I'm John Coffey, and so long from Carson's in downtown Maryville.